friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all over you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Whoa.
Oh, and we have a week across.
And we do have across the way.
This is not just any wiener. This is the wiener of the worst kind. He's a chihuahua.
This is Lisa's cat wiener.
Dog. Buddy, come here. Just come here and sit on my lap. Because it's windy, and so he thinks he needs to bark at the world and then lick his asshole.
You know, when I'm having a bad day, you want to know what I do to calm myself down?
Buddy, come here.
And lick my asshole.
Yeah. We're going to lick you. Come here.
Okay.
If you need to help him with that, I think I'm going to just give you a minute.
I'm not going to lick his asshole. He's scared of the wind like a chihuahua.
Like a little...
He talks the talk, but he doesn't walk
the walk. He talks a lot. That's what he does. He do talk a lot.
He's so tough. That's all he wants is just for you to hold him. That's
I
it.
I know. So he's kind of like a little wiener, the dog. Wiener the poo.
Yes.
Which is okay. So let me just ask you guys this book. What would you do if you wanted a genuine, authentic relationship and you were so rich and famous? You never knew if the people in your life wanted you for you or for your money and your fame.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how frustrating that would be.
Oh, it would be terrible.
It would be horrible. So in Wiener Across the Way by Amy Award, and she published this book in 2024, she talks a lot about.
Yeah, she does. So this was
Kelsey
published.
Best.
What? It was published in 2024.
Yeah.
I just need to look at some timelines here. I didn't pay attention to that, but keep talking. I want to look at this.
Well, this story is about Kelsey Best. She's America's pop sweetheart. How do you say his name? Declan?
Declan.
Declan Kingman.
Kingman, yes.
And he's a football star he's formidable on the field, and he's dubbed the meanest NFL player in the league.
Yes.
These two are, well, I guess you would say they're on their own paths, but each of their
PR people,
yeah,
PR.
As to have them be, have so, a show, showmance.
So this
right?
is how it happens, though. I want to go back to how they met.
Yes.
Let's
yes.
talk about the meet cute first, because this is
where the title comes from.
This is where the title comes from. And it's a pretty big deal, if you know what I mean. Let me just talk about the wiener across the way. So she has this dog, and I love the idea that she has a dog and not cats. Not that I'm referring to anyone in particular. You'll see what we mean in a little while. She is doing her sound check at the stadium, and
it's an outdoor arena.
Yes, Kelsey, not to be, and I keep thinking Travis Kelsey, but Kelsey, the singer, is doing her sound check. When she realizes out of nowhere that Wiener the Pooh is missing. And lo and behold, who should find Wiener the Pooh across the stadium?
Well,
Declan.
Declan is running his
cute.
Yes, he's running up and down the stairs. Yeah. He's doing his workout. And he's kind of in a grumpy mood, but it shifts when he hears her sound check.
Yeah.
Suddenly, something about her voice just makes him happy. But, you know, he's doing his stairs and he sees this little wiener dog that's approaching a rattlesnake.
And that rattlesnake is rattling its tail.
And then he takes off his T-shirt to show his rippling muscles. And he grabs the dog with the T-shirt.
Yeah.
He pulls the dog in.
I thought he threw the T-shirt like on the snake and grabbed the dog.
Yeah, something like that. But he The most important part, not exactly how, but yes, he rescues Wiener the Pooh.
Topless.
And he realizes that it's Kelsey's dog.
Because she's down there calling for him. And he's in his gray sweatpants. And thank God there was enough room.
Not really, because she did see.
If they were too tight.
He couldn't help his excitement when he saw her. Because he just got aroused. He was attracted to her from the first minute.
Because I can tell you, like, that happens to me all the time.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, what if you had a penis? What would that look like?
Want to know what it would be like.
It would be hard.
It was hard.
Yeah, it was very hard. And Kelsey noticed it.
She did, but she just kept talking. And
she acted like she didn't know.
Yeah, but she showed. Mm-hmm. And he was hoping she didn't, but she did.
Okay, who does that? Like, literally no man on this planet.
Just what? Does
from the sight of someone, like, okay.
From
the sight of someone fully clothed. Now, I will say, like, I will, like, strip, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, how did that do that? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, I wish I had a penis. I'd be cool. It's like magical.
Well,
but
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a boy or a man, so I don't know how that works. I
think it happens, does it? Or maybe they're discreet about it.
I think it does. I want to say, I feel like it could happen in the most inopportune moments.
Should we ask? Should we call someone?
And I'm not calling my children.
Tell me about your erection.
Tell me. Really, really, really hot. Like, do you have to? Is there a reason why in every single photo that you're posing for, your hands are hiding? Have you noticed, like, they stand like that?
Yes, because when Wiley and his friends were doing the prom photos, they were all like in front of this old time like dancing car. And they had, like, cigars. I don't know. They're acting like mobsters. And their hands were, like, all in front of their junk.
Their crotch.
They do. And I kept saying, why do they post? I kept yelling at them and saying, okay, stop putting your hands in front of your penis. Move them around. Put your hands, like,
put them
in your pocket.
Like,
and they, you know what? It was such a natural thing. They couldn't do it. So, like, their hands would just go there. I'm like, get your hands away. They'd be like, whoa, wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. Whoops, sorry.
They're, like, startled in every single photo.
Maybe. Yes. They're hiding some.
I'm not touching anything.
I don't know. But I could not get over, like it went on and on and on for a while.
That whole scene was very long because he kept talking about how
uncomfortable it was for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mortifying. I would be mortified if I had, like, a magical...
Well, but I just can't believe that when the mortification set in that he was still erect. So usually mortification or, like, should make it wither.
Was he really mortified or was he just, like...
That would be like getting de-pantsed. You know what I mean? It's like on that level of embarrassing.
Yes, but he didn't seem in the book. He didn't seem that mortified. I mean, he was just like, yeah, this is happening. I hope she doesn't notice.
Well, he kept trying to hide it. Yeah.
And then he mentioned it a few times.
Yeah,
he kept mentioning it a few times. I hope she's not noticing this cough that just swelled at the sight of her.
So this was not written by a man. So anyway, I just thought that was hilarious. So we know right out the gate, though, this is important to point out, that Declan is, like, really attracted to Kelsey.
Crazy attracted. Mm-hmm. Like, the most insanely attracted he's ever been to anyone in his entire life.
Exactly. Yes. So
it was love at first sight for Declan.
Or at the very least, attraction.
Yeah. And I feel like it was the same thing for Kelsey, too, because you find out later that she was very attracted to him, too, while they were talking.
Mm-hmm. So she invites him.
And that he saved her dog, too. That is huge.
Is there anything hotter?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe save my kids.
Well, I mean, to her, the dog was like...
That's totally true. So, I'm just being facetious.
Yeah, it was hot.
So because they have this little meet cute, she offers him tickets to her concert, VIP passes to her concert. And he happens to have a younger sister who is...
Youngest of eight? Something like that?
Yeah, the only girl.
What do they call...
I had a friend like that.
What do they call the...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What do they call the groupies?
Besties.
Oh, besties.
Yeah.
Hey, besties.
Not Swifties.
She's a bestie. Yeah, she's a bestie.
Not to be confused.
She's a Kelsey bestie. And so she knows a lot about Kelsey and kind of tells Declan, you know, gives him the insight.
Oh, yeah. And she, I mean, Declan's a sweetheart. He knows how much he loves, you know, Kelsey. So he invites her.
Yeah. He accepts
awesome
the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And they go and have such a good time.
Well, it's kind of cute because the younger sister is like, okay, so here's the deal. You're going to fall in love with her and you guys, you're going to date her. Like the younger sister just says that. So she makes the bracelet, the besties bracelet.
Which is nothing.
With.
To do with.
His phone number on it. And then she forces him to give it to her at the
VIP meet and greet.
The VIP meet and greet.
Yes. Which is kind of brilliant because, like, how do you make something like that happen? But, it's okay. At the time, just before that had happened, had they already, like, arranged?
Well, yeah. Her people had already contacted
to have a showgirl. So that's,
I think that they were, yes, it was sort of this interesting parallel thing that was going on. I mean, it wasn't
both
super
some
planned.
PR but, things going on in their life.
Yes, Kelsey was trying to move away from her last romance with a...
Jake?
Yeah.
Movie star.
Famous,
not to be mistaken with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, a famous movie star who was kind of a narcissist. It ended badly and she really just wants to move away from that. From that man and from anything associated for him with him. So they think that this is a good sort of distraction. Then Declan, he kind of wants to be sponsored by this. Oh, I'd say like it was like kind of a Nike brand.
They call it Swoosh.
Swoosh. And he kind of has, well, he's been. He's the meanest football player in the NFL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's dubbed the meanest NFL player in the league.
Yeah, he's
going to
be called that.
And so Swoosh doesn't know if they really want to be associated with that. So they're kind of on the fence about signing Declan as their guy. So Declan's PR person says, you know, it would really help you out if you got like, if you had like a little bit of a softer, or nicer image. And maybe Kelsey can do that for you. So they have their PR people are working behind the scenes. But, you know,
So he never signs this agreement.
Nope, he doesn't. There is one out there. He never signs it. But Kelsey doesn't know that, I don't think.
And she doesn't. No. Her agent knows, but she doesn't. She's never told.
Yeah.
So all this time, she thinks, you know, their dating is a showman.
Yeah.
Because I think that is typically what her relationships have been. Like, she hasn't felt like she's had a true, genuine relationship. They've all been kind of
surfacey.
Very superficial.
Well, and look at all the people she's dated. Like, they're just not very deep people.
You know,
anyway,
do you think that like this is something that is a common thing that happens in the world of showbiz? Like relationships are very transactional, you know, to help build your public image.
I think to some extent, yes.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I know those situations.
I can't imagine how hard it would be to find like a genuine, authentic, like where someone like didn't want you for your money, wealth, you know, clout, fame, whatever. That would be, it would be a really, really challenging thing.
It would be super challenging.
Well, we've talked about this.
I don't know that I'd want it. Yeah.
There's talked about this before, like where, you know, how many actors really date like a normal human? But it's because they're not like in the world of, that's not who their social circles encompass is just like normal humans.
So I've clickbaited this.
Okay.
Have you guys ever clickbaited this?
No.
So supposedly like Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Like he's debated. They call them civilians. He married a civilian, but she's really like a
Venezuelan model or something.
Yeah, I can't remember. There's no way she's a civilian.
Yeah.
She's a model, so I'm like,
really? You're going to call that a civilian?
Yeah.
And who else? Matt Damon.
Yeah.
These Matt types.
Yeah.
Supposedly same thing, but also I'm like, well, I think she was some, you know, international model. So I guess international models are civilians. Who else?
There's not a lot.
I'm not buying it.
I don't think there's a lot, but well, maybe there is. I don't know. But I think probably a lot of those relationships are just due to them being in the same circles. Maybe they have PR people who get them together too. Like, hey, did you know that so-and-so's single? You guys should date. Then they hook them up. And
I'm probably making this up, but I think Matt Damon met the waitress.
She was a bartender.
Was that right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, bartender.
At a place he was going to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah. Anyways, but it starts as it's not really starting as a showmance.
But I will say Declan, as a NFL player, was definitely a civilian. I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh.
That's not how it works.
But he doesn't make as much as she does, and he's not as widely known as she is.
Yeah, that's true.
So they start hanging out a little bit here and there.
She calls him that night.
Yeah.
She calls him because she has his number. He doesn't have hers.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk.
Oh, they talk for a really long time.
Night, and he puts her to sleep. And I guess that's something that's really hard for her because her mind is just always buzzing and she's always just a busybody, you know, can't really relax.
Yeah. And then, I mean, they kind of really just want to spend time with each other. And Declan is, I mean, he's like, can you go, what does he ask her out to lunch or something? And she's like, I can't, I've got to do this performance or something. Mm-hmm. And he ends up going with her. Like he drops everything. It's like an off week or something. So he can do that.
They had a game on Thursday night, which is not an off week.
Well, no, there's like a week where
they have a bye week. But it wasn't when they first started meeting, when they did, because she went to his football game.
Yeah.
But he was able to drop everything for her, which I think, I don't know, I'm not an NFL player, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure they have to like do some
practice
pretty rigorous
every day. I know. It seems.
I mean, they do that in high school.
They do that in high school. So right. Professionally, I don't know what that looks like.
I'm pretty sure they do it every day. Like something tells me it's kind of like
whole season for them to just drop everything for a whole week or more.
I was like, I don't know about that.
Even on a bye week, you still have to like
practice. Exactly. Yeah.
But anyway, we're not going to get into those.
So, like the practicalities of like what their looks are really like. I really just had a hard time buying into that concept that he could just drop everything.
Well, yeah, I was. But it happens.
It just magically happens.
He has time.
She warps time. This is a time warp book.
He has time. She does. Because she has all these concerts coming up.
Uh-huh.
And he actually goes with her to this, she's doing like this kind of two performances in one day. One is like a bigger venue and the second one is a little bit of a smaller one. Is it Sun Valley or some?
Well, it's down in Aspen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aspen. And
but that's after she went to
this. This is all in Colorado. Why am I saying?
Yeah, it's all in Colorado. And this is after she had gone to his football game.
Yeah.
And she was in the box and everybody saw and like all the cameras panned in on her, which is like something that's like I've never heard of happening. Would that ever happen?
I don't know. I don't know. So he goes to the second performance, smaller venue, and she's singing and she collapses on stage.
But before she collapses, what does he do? He rushes to her rescue and he catches her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she doesn't completely fall on the ground. He sees that she's going to, he sees that he's sitting with his dad and his dad's like, she's going to
go down.
Yeah. And he runs up there and grabs her. or catches her. And so they realize that she's been
overworked. They rush her to the ER.
Yeah, because she's out.
But at this point, though, like, she's met his family. She's spent time with them. She's, yeah, like, done game nights. She's, like, she knows them. They all are her biggest fan. So she's at the hospital.
They all love her.
They all love her, of course, because mm-hmm. she's a total sweetheart. And the thing that's a little wild to me is, like, her family, she's an only child, and her parents are, like, totally disinterested in her life.
Kind of. Well, yeah, the dad manages. I think her dad manages
her money.
And the mom, too, yeah.
And mom
just does her Christmas.
She doesn't match.
The mom owns like a Christmas
store.
And
she likes to pretend that fame's not a thing.
Yeah.
So like her daughter's nothing special.
Yeah.
You know? It's actually true.
Yeah. So like they have no idea any of this is going on with her daughter. Like no idea.
But Devlin's family is there for her, actually. Because
yes, they are literally there.
So Declan comes from a family of football players. They're all the older boys. The only girl is Jules, and she's the youngest. But all the other men are football players.
Yeah.
I think the two, are they twins that are older than Jules? They're in college, and they play college.
Yes.
But I think they play for the same team and everything.
They right? do. And they've all gone to the same so university.
There's the three brothers, Declan, and then the two others who play for the same football team.
Yep, they all play on the same football team. They all live in the same neighborhood.
Yes.
They all.
The oldest brother's bought, like, the whole neighborhood. And so, and he's.
Everything seems to be, like,
the
very Barbie world where they just kind of, like, can shove house cars and whatever. They can do whatever they want.
That brother, yeah, buys the whole neighborhood and then kind of leases or gives or whatever to all the brothers and the parents. It's his parents' neighborhood, I think he kind of buys.
Well, parents, because the dad raised all eight of them. When the youngest daughter, their baby was, like, a baby.
Yeah.
When the mom died.
Yeah.
And he somehow managed to be a college football coach, I think maybe even an NFL coach at some point, all while raising eight children on his own.
Yes.
And no talk of nannies.
No, he did a really good job too.
Which I found.
They're all amazing.
Totally unbelievable.
They don't, I mean, you know, Jules, she does.
And he never remarried. He never dated anyone else.
They all get really good grades. They're really smart. They go to college, play football, become professional football players. But they're also smart too. They've all these boys have kind of these interesting side gigs that make money.
But basically, Barbie worlds. We're living in a Barbie world.
And this is, I might just say that this is book two.
Yes, of
the Cocky Kingsman series. So the first one is about the older brother who's he's the quarterback. And I think he has a romance with a girl he went to high school with. But that's for another day.
That's maybe.
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 Y'all can read that on your own.
Yes.
But anyway, this is a big group of football players who love Kelsey and are willing to do anything to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
So they decide that she needs rest.
Yeah.
And that she needs to go to this little tiny family cabin.
So I love how they do this.
Yeah, it's funny.
The decoys.
Yes.
They all have like matching outfits and they all try to like have the same like general appearance and they all go in like different decoy cars.
Yeah. So
to throw off the paparazzi.
Yeah. So Declan's brothers dress up like him and other. I don't know exactly. Like it's Jules and
his brother's fiance
and some other women dress up like Kelsey, and they get in like SUVs and they all drive all over the place. So the paparazzi doesn't know exactly who to follow.
And they happen to have just this unknown cabin in the woods.
Yeah,
that nobody knows about.
Super remote. So they own this big, huge. They own a town and a big piece of property. Kingsland does.
Again, we're living in a Barbie world.
The king owns all this property.
Did I mention that they also own Colorado?
No, a small piece of it.
A small piece.
It's Colorado. Okay. And they wanted to keep the town like the same. They didn't want it to like become a big resort town. That's why they bought this little town.
So they bought the whole town.
Yeah.
So nothing can change in it.
Nothing can change.
Because.
But everybody is there in the town also.
They also bought the people.
Protect Kelsey. So they, but I will also say that we're kind of getting a little, Kelsey has a couple of people in her life.
Yeah.
Penelope is her loyal assistant and secret ally. And she plays a crucial role in managing Kelsey's career and personal life. Yes. Now they're best friends and Penelope would do anything.
She does.
And yeah. She does do everything for Kelsey. She's just a one of Kelsey's best friends. And Skeeter, she is Kelsey's manager. And we're wondering what Skeeter's intentions
are. What her motivations are.
Because she keeps pushing
for
Kelsey
more.
Yeah, keep going. You got to keep going. You can't take time off. She doesn't care how Kelsey is feeling, that she's literally cannot get on stage and sing because she's passing out. She's having these breakdowns. Skeeter doesn't care. He just, the show must go on, mm-hmm. according to Skeeter.
Which, I mean, I don't, I've never been in that position.
Yeah.
But I would imagine it's pretty high demand.
Yeah.
But oh, that's definitely a big part
of it. That would be a hard job to have.
Not off to get ahead. And I really think like Kelsey does.
Yes, she does. So only a few people know. Skeeter doesn't even know where Kelsey's being whisked off to. I don't think Penelope does either. She's kind of a part of it, but she doesn't know.
She has no idea.
No. So, and then.
Because the Declan's family just takes care of everything.
Yeah. So Kelsey's people really don't know where she's at or where she's, they don't know.
Yeah.
So, and they can't get a hold of them either because Declan whisks them off to this cabin up in the woods.
With their own private lake.
Yeah, it has a lake.
Which, I mean, I hate to say it, but like, how remote is this cabin in the woods? Because like any place that I've ever seen where there's like a beautiful lake, it's surrounded by houses.
Oh, absolutely.
Very expensive houses.
But they bought this.
But they bought it all.
They bought it all. So it's
they must
not
be quadrillionaires.
They are.
All of them being NFL football players must bring in a lot of money.
For the same team.
Yeah.
They play for the same team. Like how much? I don't know.
How much money? Well, they do.
Okay. Because it's Barbie World. Okay.
Don't question it, Lisa. They just do. It's just, okay. Just happened.
It works.
So they go up this cabin and of course they're falling in love. Mm-hmm. There's some steamy times, which are amazing. They, at one point, their phones are ringing or something, and Declan gets mad because he's like,
don't pay attention to your phone. You need to recover and rest.
So he throws their phones into the lake.
Yep.
They have no contact with.
Is total dick move.
It's a total dick move.
Yep.
Yeah.
He didn't ask.
He's but not maybe, taking care of but imposing his will on you.
But she needed him because she wouldn't have relaxed if she.
But he could have just said, hey, we just put keys in the other room and lock them up?
Yeah.
But it worked, though. I mean, because.
Well, she had no other option at that point.
Yeah.
She had no way to leave. She had no way to call for help. She sounds like a hostage at this point.
Well, she's a willing hostage. They're having sexy times, man. She's enjoying herself. She's no hostage.
I would have felt like a hostage.
She doesn't. She soaks it up. She starts writing her own music. And it's actually a very creative week for her because she was in a rut before because she also needed to produce this new album with all new songs, and she hadn't really made any headway.
Because you could do that overnight.
Of course.
Well, she kind of does. She, with all of this sexy times and all of the love that's happening around her, the mountains and the lake.
Okay, so.
She can't help but write just a whole new album.
Someone had a hit single titled Chunky Duncan. Would you be like, oh, that sounds like a great tune. I want to listen to that. in all honesty.
It's not about the name, Lisa.
That's the most terrible title for a song I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Well,
it would not work. Anyway,
it works for Kelsey
because
best.
She writes everything she writes is amazing.
Yes. Yeah, well, it is. I mean, she creates hits at every turn.
Yeah.
So they finally this week comes to an end. Unfortunately, they have to get back to reality. And because what a reality to go back to.
Because get this, he has a game to go to.
Yeah.
Not that she has like concerts of sold out stadiums.
Right.
That people, not only do they pay an enormous amount of money for these tickets, hotels, flying, travel fees.
Yeah.
All to come see this one person. But he has his game to get to.
Yeah.
So now it's time to go back to the real world.
Yeah. And then she has to.
Sorry. How thoughtful.
Well, yeah. And unfortunately, it turns out badly for her because her manager in the week that she's been gone, Skeeter, has like wrecked her career, basically.
But not only that, her fans haven't heard a thing from her. Nobody knows where she's at. So people across the nation are up in arms because they're thinking that Declan may be controlling her. He may have taken her hostage. And other people are just like, no, she needed the rest. He's looking out for her best interest. So there's all this like turmoil.
Yes.
And nobody really knows like what their motivations are. And nobody's had any contact with them.
No.
And so it's very confusing and upsetting to all of her fans. And meanwhile, Skeeter,
yes,
is destroying her career.
Yes. And they realize that she's also been stealing money from Kelsey, too.
Yeah.
She's
a terrible manager. So Kelsey's at a crossroads, really.
Yeah.
She's got to decide, like, okay, is what's happening genuine? Sure. He kissed all my stretch marks. Sure. He gives the best cunning linguist ever known to mankind. Sure. He's able to lift me up, even though, according to, I don't know. Well, he is an NFL, like, defensive lineman.
Yeah.
So he's probably pretty strong. Big dude.
Yeah.
But like the way that they made it sound was that she was like excessively overweight, even though she never eats and she's always exercising and running around and so exhausted that she faints.
Yeah.
So that made a lot of sense. And then, sure, all of these things are happening. I can't make heads or tails of it. So she's got to figure out like,
yeah,
what is going on with me? Am I in love for real? Or did he sign that like showmance?
Yep.
And this is all just a show?
This is just pretend.
Or did he really fall in love with me? Because I'm not so sure that his giant erection when he very first laid eyes on me was really genuine. It's hard to know.
It is.
Sure. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, everyone's going to have to just read it to find out.
How is she ever going to know? Is he doing this all for her or for show?
It's going to be hard. It's hard.
Literally hard.
Did
you see what I did there?
How does she convince her fans that, you know, that they're important to her, that she's creating music for them and that she really did have a breakdown and that.
Yeah, because people are like, no.
Yeah, they're not believing anything they hear.
Yeah.
So what is the truth?
What is the truth? But I will say, okay, so she has to decide for herself. Does he love me? Does he love me not? Were all these things that he did for me genuine?
Yeah. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for her to uncover the truth.
I think that like that premise is like the most realistic part of the book. That is a real hurdle that I think a lot of like rich, famous people
probably
have to hurdle. And I think a lot of them, that's probably why there's not a lot of like, longevity.
Fame and just real people. I feel that with dating apps and things like that can present themselves to be one thing, but they're not. So I do believe that, yes, it's in a world where people are really wealthy, that it is a whole different thing. But I generally...
That's a genuine thing that anyone getting into a relationship has to overcome.
Yeah. Who is this person? Are they who they present themselves to be? Are they genuinely interested and like, do they like me?
Isn't that funny how much of a difference that makes? How much someone else likes you on their attractiveness level?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's about like, what are they doing versus what are they saying, right? You really do have to pay attention to those little things. And so I think in this situation, because those little things were like set up, they were contrived or whatever, like that was hard for her to distinguish. Because it's like, oh yeah, is this just for show? Because even then, like people can just, they can put on a good show.
Oh yeah.
Yes, they can. It is.
Especially, I know that Declan isn't an actor, but she dated actors before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Are they like acting? Is this just another?
Exactly.
You know, another show they're putting on.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I think Declan's a terrible actor. So it's pretty easy. I don't think many football players can act. Although, interestingly enough, I think Travis Kelce, since this is a story about Travis and Taylor. Let's just be honest about it. He was in like a murder mystery type detective show. Just, I don't know.
Did you watch
last season? No, I didn't watch it. I don't hardly get around to watching anything. Gosh, I'd have to look up what it was. Yeah, but I think he was in something.
Well,
it's like, what football
players? There have been a few football players that have been good actors.
Are you kidding? Skittles, Marshawn Lynch?
He was in Westworld.
Okay. So when they talk about Declan, I was thinking about Skittles because he was like known as being kind of grumpy and not really liking to talk to the press. And I kept thinking of Marshawn Lynch, who was in Westworld. He's such a...
I haven't seen that.
Westworld?
Yeah.
I think it was HBO. It's really good. It's kind of an AI dystopian kind of show. I like it. Why did I watch it? Because Brad was binge watching that, recovering from knee surgery.
Oh.
So there you go. Anyway, it is about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Almost identical parallel.
I couldn't get them out of my mind the whole... You know, when I was
thinking
about the
characters. It was hard to imagine... characters that weren't them.
Yes. It really was.
I agree.
Okay, well let's do the summary.
Okay, we gotta wait.
How realistic is this book?
Grotesquerie. Sorry, I had to look it up.
Okay. Oh,
he's Travis Kelce was in Grotesquerie last year. Anyway.
I think it's very realistic. I mean, the showman's probably happens in real life.
Well, I mean, we're talking about
the most realistic part.
But it's realistic because it's happening.
How realistic is it that they would have met? Like, honestly? Well,
I mean, they are famous people.
They're on the same level. I mean, how many football stadiums do, like, singers go to?
Yeah. I mean, I think it...
I mean, that's pretty much when you're on that level, that's where you perform.
Yeah.
That's like the only venue that's large enough to handle you. So, yeah, maybe you'd run into each other, but I'm pretty sure, I'm just a guess, that if they're doing sound check and setup or whatever, they've
pretty much cleared it.
And you're not going to have football players, like, practicing.
Probably not.
Like, so, like, that whole meet cue thing, I was like, nah, I don't think that would happen.
I agree.
Yeah.
But,
okay. How long will their relationship last? I'm going to say 25 July. Sorry.
I really have to think about this one.
Well, the family is close-knit. The king's
ones
there. And I
think she's never had experienced anything like that.
No, she loves it. The Kingsmen's. Yes.
She's going to last forever with that family.
She is. Sure. She loves them. They love her. She loves them.
Yeah.
There
and
are
you know
a strong
what,
family.
That is such a huge part of a relationship when you have a family that is supportive of your relationship. Yeah. I think that makes a big difference versus a family that's always trying to tear you guys apart. Like, that's hard to deal with. And I know that that happens to people a lot. And that's a big deal. So I think that the family component, for sure.
Yeah.
They're very attracted to each other, for sure.
Yeah.
Do we think,
I mean,
and he's such a family-oriented guy.
Yeah.
I think she probably wants that.
I think she does too.
But does she want that enough? Because, can you balance that level of a career with family life?
Or would you have to change a lot? Because I was thinking of Adele. Because you know how I feel about Adele. I love
Adele.
And she broke my heart. And I get it. She wanted to take some time to be out of the public spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, have, you know, her family. Because she, I think, really didn't get that growing up. You know, so it's important to her. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to cry because let's just talk about Taylor Swift for a second because this is who this book is about.
And big fooling about that.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are now engaged. Okay, so I don't know if you guys listened to her latest album, but they only did one music video for the Fate of Ophelia. Wait, I'm saying it wrong because I'm a little bit drunk, right? What is the song?
Which one?
So it's like, it's a William Shakespeare based song.
Okay.
And I'm thinking like her first big breakout song was Love Story.
Okay.
Right? Which is Romeo and Juliet.
Okay. Yeah.
So Fate of Ophelia is also another Shakespeare plot line that she wrote an incredible song about. And in that music video, and I'm not a sleuthy Swifty, but she loves to do her little Easter egg things. And according to some sleuthy Swifties that are really like on top of things, in that music video, there were like hundreds of exit signs all over. Okay. So it makes me think she might be taking a break soon. Which I'm like, you know what?
Okay.
Yeah, it makes me think that. And I wonder, is she, and even some of her songs in that album, she's like talking about wanting to have a family. And
well,
like,
she deserves, I think, like, she, you know, deserves what? It.
She totally does.
She's been making music for a really long time.
20 years?
Yes.
I want to say, like, where she's been very public.
Yeah.
So, yes, she deserves a break.
Yeah, very.
But there's that level of talent is rare. And I think that honestly, I think Beyonce, like, she has her family. She has a huge tour. She has a lot of support, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I think it would be really, really hard.
Well, to be the kind of mother, if you, you know.
Yeah.
To be really there. But maybe people, I mean, think about it. We've had careers and we've figured out how to make it all work.
Yeah, but I haven't been traveling all over the world. You know, like, that's hard. Traveling is hard.
Well, maybe when they're really little, I've got to say, too, it's so different. It's not like your kids can go to regular school and stuff when you're that famous. So it would be really, it would just be way different. You'd have to maybe do private school, maybe have tutors. They could come around, tour with you. I mean, it would be hard.
It would be a very different life than having Taylor Swift talks about having like a house on a block with a basketball hoop in the driveway.
No.
Which, okay.
Not unless you're.
That's very average sounding.
Not unless your husband's family bought the neighborhood.
Right. And so.
Yeah.
Okay. So how practical is it? I think that Taylor is going to, I want Taylor and Travis 25 to life.
Yeah.
And they got it. I'm so excited and happy for them. And since that's who this book is about, I'm going with it.
Okay. 25 to life.
And she is going to make it happen. Okay. I committed. Valerie, where are you at?
I'm right here.
Where are you at? 25 to life.
I'm probably saying, I think it's kind of fantasy. It's too fantasy to have a real grasp upon.
And yet it's based on a real life love story.
It's totally Taylor.
But honestly, Valerie, the thing that bothered me about it was how unoriginal it was.
Yeah.
Like the storyline. Because it was like, we're just going to talk about Taylor and Travis the whole time.
And we're not even going
to switch up a few minor details.
And we're not going to come up with a backstory if I've actually fell in love. He was just automatically in love.
Right.
I mean, passionate.
I mean, I'm like, automatically in love.
Not only does he think she's the most talented person, he's
love at first sight.
So
this was a love at first sight.
Yeah.
And then the whole, like, end of the book. How, like, this whole, like, she got screwed over by her. Like, it's just, like, this is too on the nose. It was just so unoriginal.
Yeah. I mean, I thought,
How fun to relive it, you know?
This was supposed to be a fluffy fun ride. And it was a fluffy fun ride.
It was a vehicle. Like, okay, so like my mother-in-law always says that pancakes are a vehicle for sugar. This was a vehicle for sexy times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we all know what pancakes are.
Really? Yeah.
Or, you know, it's like if you can't get enough of that Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce story, here you go.
You're just going to repeat it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're going
to read it. And an insight to their sex life. Do we all want to know about that?
One thing I thought, though, in some senses, I kind of feel like it was a little bit, the sex scenes were a fun. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem.
I would call it, I would say this is a, it was a cayenne or habanero.
I'd say
cayenne.
But no, yeah. But what I meant by overdone in this sense is that like just him kissing her stretch marks, like at the very first time that he's like getting with her, he goes all over and he kisses every area of her stretch marks.
I will say,
Mallory did not like that.
I didn't like it either. And the reason
stretch marks,
I want to pretend they don't.
But I don't
want a magnifying glass.
Sex scenes are supposed to make us feel sexy and want to be doing exactly what
they're doing.
That did not make me want it.
No,
I didn't say, ooh, if only somebody would. Coming. This is my stretch mark.
Yeah, because I've got stretch marks.
That would make me like fall in love.
Yeah,
that would mortify me. So
to me it felt too contrite. About you just need to find a man who will worship you the way you are and love you. You know, it was just too. It was trying too hard.
Well, we all want that, but we don't want them to kiss our stretch marks.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
we want them to focus on our assets. And by assets, I mean our ass.
Yeah.
What
do you love most about yourself? Like, I don't know. I don't know what I love about myself, but I would want somebody to be point that out. All about that.
But I can guarantee you, we don't want them to point out our stretch marks.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
point out my shoulders.
All about it.
Point out my cute new feet. You know, like
I have farts on my toes right now. Notice that.
Oh, Valerie,
what should we do?
That is so cute.
I did. It's really easy.
Valerie has two hearts on her big toes.
That's rough.
There's no other polish on it, but just two big red hearts.
Yeah, just clear, and then I just
did that it. Is. Those are cute.
Oh, that's rad.
That is.
Did you clear polish with you?
No. I don't. Sorry.
I've been meaning to buy some so that I can paint that metal necklace because it keeps giving me rashes. But if you paint like clear nail polish over that metal, like it won't bother my skin.
What kind of metal is it?
I have no idea. Jeez. My skin reacts to a lot of metals.
All right. Well, did we have a favorite line?
I think I did, but
I didn't write one down.
I wrote one down while I look for it. Do you guys think, who would you recommend this to?
Taylor Swift fans.
Swifties. Yeah. Definitely. Not besties, Swifties. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused.
I think people who love the sports romance novels would like it.
Yeah. Sports romance, people who are enamored with celebrity, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be.
Yeah, like it fantasizing about celebrities is fun to you. This is another way to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Did we think it was engaging?
It's very niche, I would say. It's a niche group that would enjoy it.
Yeah.
That would genuinely say, oh, that was such a good book.
Yeah.
And I do consider myself a Swiftie, but I still didn't like I wasn't like, oh, I would read that again.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say I recommend it.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Yeah.
Is that terrible?
No.
I like a little bit more surprise and creativity in a book.
Okay.
And nothing surprised me. It was very, like even in a romance novel, like, you know, like they have to overcome something big. But to us, we knew the whole time that there was nothing to overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We knew they were going to be together.
Yeah. There was no suspension whatsoever.
They threw in that whole mystery about, oh, her label's not going to screw her.
Yeah, but that wasn't
part of the love story. Exactly.
So it was like, still. Like, we knew exactly how that was going to play out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was just, I wish there was some creativity involved in it. That was what bothered me, I think. There was no creativity.
I think the creativity was forced by
making the heroine heavy girl. And then I feel like that was a little bit.
That was even unrealistic because I felt like all of the things that just add up to this person unless, would be heavy.
So, as much as she was exercising, I mean, she was working out every day. That was part of her things.
And then plus workouts.
Plus her dancing. I know. Plus her dancing. Plus all of the things. She wasn't eating hardly anything. I mean, she was working
about somebody like that would be hospitalized for anorexia, not for being overweight.
Well, and if she doesn't, because as part of,
made no sense.
As part of describing her body form, I mean, she had rolls of fat. They were talking about her having rolls of fat.
Right.
And so it's like, unless she had a medical condition, there's no way that she would have that body.
Yeah.
And so
just the details were too confusing.
It didn't mesh. It was too trying to be like, it wasn't realistic.
It wasn't based on reality in that regard, for sure.
Yeah. And
the element didn't feel like it worked.
Yeah. And it just felt almost a little bit pandering.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it wasn't actually talking about a real struggle, because
I would have expected if you're that heavy set, there's going to be some shameful, secretive eating.
Yeah, exactly. Happened. Yeah, there's going to be
internal turmoil around.
Exactly. Foods. I have a bad food relationship I can be an emotional eater sometimes.
She wasn't.
But she wasn't. Like, she had none of that.
She was too busy to ever eat.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was having exhaustion. She was hospitalized for exhaustion. Yeah. You're not hospitalized for exhaustion. So,
I had a hard time.
Yeah, it just...
with a lot of aspects.
Me too. And he just fell in love too fast. There was the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so what did you find? Did you find the...
I did find the line, and I did like it was something that Declan said to Kelsey. Sorry, I can't keep the name straight. These are too contrived again. When she, it was like when they were dealing with the whole business debacle and trying to figure out how to save her career, which I'm sorry, her career was fine. She's a billionaire and she could buy out that record label, and turns out, she did. And so, but she's stressing out about that stuff. And he said, don't borrow trouble from tomorrow. We're here now. And I liked that he was helping ground her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was just a great line.
That is great.
It's such a great reminder for all of us to say, hey, we don't need to try to cause problems where they don't exist. Just be present and enjoy this moment.
Absolutely.
And then he helped her enjoy that by going downtown. just saying. It was a great line.
Perfect.
So that was a good line. She got that. She pulled that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was
It was entertaining.
It was entertaining.
It was like the same level of entertainment as maybe, or what was that, maybe later?
Actually, I thought that one was a little bit
boring. I mean, it was funny.
That one was
creative.
It was
at least creative a little.
I don't know. This one wasn't as insulting as that one, but this one was, I don't know,
Yeah, but you didn't learn anything, or you didn't get any
Yeah, it was like watching an episode of the Brady Bunch, but that usually had a lesson in it.
Yeah, even the Brady Bunch gave you a lesson. This one wasn't meant to be that, and she put that
and she said that, which is totally true. And she's like, this is just for fun. It was pretty fun fluffy, I guess. Yeah, it's just
So it's for you Swift, diehard Swifties. I will say diehard.
A diehard Swiftie.
I will identify as a Swiftie.
Yeah.
But I'm not diehard.
That's true.
And I wasn't diehard enough to love it.
All right. Well, I mean, that's how I felt about
that. That's how I felt about it. No, I spoke too much.
Anyway, it still was a fun read.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Yeah. Anyway, and on that note, Taylor Pravis, 25 to life. Anyway.
All right. So where can people find us, Lisa?
www.myperfectromance.com. All the W's, all the dots, all the coms.
Bidumbika.
And that's our website.
Yeah.
If you go there, you can send us a what would you do? We love those because we love to talk about what would you do? Don't we?
We do.
We love it.
We love to give advice.
We love it.
And we need to give disclaimers with our advice.
Yes. We're just girlfriends.
I want to hear your love stories. Tell us you want to share it with us so we can interview you.
And if you don't want to be interviewed, just write us a letter about your love.
I know.
And you can even change your names, but you know who you are.
Yeah. We just want the story.
Give us suggestions for books or things to review. Yeah. If you're an author and you're like, hey, interview my book. Interview me. Review my book. Give us a shout out. It's all there.
All right.
Well, I'm still have friends to listen to us too, by the way.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that too.
All right. Okay, well.
We can go to bed.
Goodbye, everybody.